The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
This ball high and deep right field. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Grand slam, David Dahl. Patience paid off. 10-2 Colorado. First career slam for Dahl.
AT&T Sportsnet there with the highlight. I love the big flies with guys on base. Three-run homers, grand slams. Trevor Story, David Dahl, all adds up to a six-run inning and a seven-run inning. The Rockies crush the Arizona Diamondbacks, 13-2, and a lot of great storylines in this one. How about this? I don't know if you caught this in Patrick Saunders' piece on Sunday, but it's his belief that next year David Dahl will be in center field and Charlie Blackmon will move over to left field.
All right. Yeah, I can see that. Hey, listen.
To kind of save some of the wear and tear on Charlie as he gets, you know, he's going to be into his, what, he'll be 33 next year.
Right. Covering center field, he, you know, I mean, obviously all his numbers are down, hitting 286 this year.
Oh, he's been hot, though, of late, though.
Yeah, no, I understand
that. He's been hot lately.
But you want to manage him throughout the season. I get that. So, and David Dahl, let me just, like, there's very few guys that, you know, when you talk to other athletes, and my son was pitching for Toronto when David Dahl was playing for the Yard Goats, and it was really interesting. I went out to watch a game, and I was watching the Yard Goats, and my son was with New Hampshire, whatever they are. I can't even remember.
That'd be the Fisher Cats.
The Fisher Cats, thank you. Gosh, you're good.
Wow.
I was even there in the stadium. I can't remember it. But anyhow, so he's pitching with the Fisher Cats, and he after the game, he's like, man, I'll tell you what. He goes, that David Dahl kid, like, that dude's five tool. He goes, watch this kid play. This kid is amazing. And, like usually my son, you know, throws around compliments like manhole cover. So you knew he was going to be special. So that wouldn't surprise me at all if he moves to center field. The guy is a phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal baseball
player. You know, you mentioned the Yard Goats. I think we all this morning could probably use a little Yard Goat. There you go. Do you have the one with the, wait for it, you know, the, yeah. Nah, there it is, good.
That's amazing that that's an actual goat.
That's an actual goat.
Who knew?
Next on the Morning Brew.
He's going to remain aggressive, and I want him to do that. You know, I don't want a quarterback who's going to make mistakes and then fold. So it was good to see him battle and not fold and be aggressive and drive our team. After every mistake he made, the next drive was pretty special. And so that's good to see our quarterback, you know, just have the confidence to keep pushing.
Vance Joseph, respecting the way that Case Keenan was able to bounce back from his interceptions. Broncos news yesterday, they waived wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. They released wide receiver River Craycraft from the practice squad. They added Carlos Henderson to the practice squad, and they still have a roster spot available. One of the, you know, today's a Broncos leftovers Tuesday, you know, some of the things that maybe slipped through the cracks yesterday while we were all talking about it, but I thought Adam Jones looked pretty spry out there, and maybe that hastened the departure of Isaiah McKenzie once they saw what Pac-Man looked like on Sunday.
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, he had said, during the week that he just believes in his first two steps. He is fresh. I talked to Vance about him, man. He's just a football player. Like that kid, he's 35 years old. He can just play. Got to talk to him before the game. He feels great. He's bouncing around. So I'm telling you what, he's a huge pickup for the Broncos. And I told you, man, he's fearless. He's just a little football playing Jesse. He owns every one of his mistakes. You could go, I mean, he is totally transparent about some of the stupid things he's done. And he owns it and he moves on. He's a good football player. It's a great acquisition for the Broncos. And, obviously one of the reasons, because he did look so spry, one of the reasons they let go of Isaiah McKenzie.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Push pass. Swinging to the right side, Gurley. Cuts inside. Has the pylon. Has the touchdown. Todd Gurley from the 19. Touchdown, L.A. And a PAT will tie it.
Rams radio, after a slow start, the Rams came on strong and blew out the Raiders 33-13. Oakland, Derek Carr threw three picks. They only rushed for 95 yards. So what were your early impressions of John Gruden's return to Oakland and how it sets up for the Broncos on Sunday?
Well, you know, obviously not great. I mean, you look at inability to defend the run. Todd Gurley averaging 5.5 yards a carry, had 108 total yards rushing on only 20 attempts. Goff didn't have a great completion percentage early, but rallied back, two TDs. I'll tell you this, you know, I mean, 40 attempts by Derek Carr, you know, it's going to be hard. You rush the ball only 40, you know, only what they get total? Just under 100 yards?
Yeah, 95 yards. Marshawn Lynch, 11, he led the way with 11 carries.
Right.
11
carries, 41. Spider 2-wide banana.
You know, again, I think the biggest thing you look at with the Raiders is defensively. You know, you lost your most dynamic player because, you know, he obviously, you didn't want to pay him and he decided he didn't want to be there. And, you know, I mean, there's a Rams team that didn't do anything through the preseason, didn't play any of their guys. It showed in the first half and then they got their rhythm back and you allowed them to have their rhythm back because, you know, you can't make a play on the defensive side of the ball. You keep them in front of the chains on a consistent basis because they can run it. And, you know, you let your quarterback eventually fall into a rhythm and throw two touchdown passes. So I think more of that to come from the Oakland Raiders.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Donald takes the snap, drops back, looks left, throws wide open, left flat, and then has it at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, spins, reaches the ball out, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Jets radio. All right, get ready. Your old network and your current one. Get ready to go gaga over Sam Darnold's debut.
Yeah.
As the Jets roll over Detroit 48-17. Darnold throws a pick six on his first NFL pass, then goes on and rallies quickly, finishes 16-21 for 198 yards and two touchdowns. Heard Brian Griese on this morning with Golic and Wingo, and he was saying that he said, look, keep this in perspective, but I see a lot of Brett Favre in Sam Darnold. And what do you know? Brett Favre on his first ever NFL pass threw a pick six. So there you go. Sam Darnold's going to be the next Brett Favre.
Well, he threw in the rain, Mike. You should have known.
He did throw in the rain.
And when he threw in the rain, you should have been like, hey, he's a rain thrower. Let's get him. Right? That's what you should have known. He's impressive. Like I talked to former teammate, great Bronco, one of the best teammates I've ever had, Dave Diasinfante, who's coaching with the Jets. And he's like, listen, the kid's going to make mistakes, but he's a blue collar football junkie, really understands the game, studies the game and has earned, like our own Philip Lindsay, he's earned the respect of the guys around him. And that's big time, man. That is just huge.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.